You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I'm about to join our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. Today I'm going to go rambling on the Palatine Hill with Father Reginald Foster. Father, you are fond of the Palatine Hill like I am, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
How would you describe it? Would you describe it as a romantic place?
Oh, it's super.
Romantic is a word of Latin origin.
Yeah, Rome was a Roman story. Roman, it's the same word. Story about the old Romans was a Romanensis, Fabula Romanensis, an old Roman story. Well, now the way they have it fixed up now with the gardens and everything else, and of course Rome was founded up there, and all the stories you can sit up there, and all the people who went by, Cicero, all these guys, Claudius, all these people, we're walking around up there on top of that hill, and there's just too much. And
it was one of the seven hills of Rome, wasn't it?
The original hill.
The original hill.
They figure there were people living up there about 1100 before Christ already.
You mentioned all these people who were walking around up there, no? It was Augustus who set the fashion by building the first imperial palace then.
Yeah, more or less.
How'd you say the Palace of the Caesars in Latin?
Caesarum Palatium.
It was a bit of a power trip for the Roman emperors to build their little palaces up there, wasn't it, at some point?
Well, there was only, don't forget, there was only, just as far as the extensive construction goes, the House of Tiberius was on one side, and then you have another two other houses. That's all that was built. What the emperors did was expand on the construction that was there already. And there were a lot of Romans, about 30 Romans who had villas up there. But see, that's about 100 years before.
I talked about a power trip. How would you say that in Latin?
A power trip. What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Impetus? No. Potentiae. Impetus potentiae. That would be nice.
Impetus? Meaning?
Impetus potentiae. The force of power.
Force of power, power trip. I'd like to describe what's left of the ruins as mementos of the vanity of the emperors. How would you say that in Latin? Memento? That's the Latin word. Of the vanity of the emperors.
Superbiae or arrogantiae or etiam vanitatis imperatorum.
Because vanity is a bit more flaky, isn't it?
Yeah, vanus is emptiness. Vanitas is just emptiness. But to think of the people who went by up there for hundreds of years.
What would they say to each other up there, do you think, in their conversations? Just imagine that you were walking up there.
Well, that's what the experience I had with I. Claudius. When you see I. Claudius, you know, and Augustus is there, and Agrippina is there, and Julia is there, his daughter's there.
Okay, well, if you were with them,
and
what would you like to say?
And everyone was there,
then?
They were all speaking Latin.
Yeah, well, imagine for a moment that you're there with them. What would you ask them?
Well, I don't know. Bob, de statu civitatis Romanae, the state of this Roman entity. Agonatio.
What would you like to ask them?
I don't know. I'd like to ask them. How would you say this, or what are you talking about?
Like, for example, give me a concrete example.
I don't know what you're going to say. De quare loque bamini, about what thing were you talking? It was interesting because the kids were there, and the grandchildren, Gaius and Lucius, were there. And they're playing in the garden, and I said to the students, we were watching this movie, I mean, the thing there. I said, don't forget, everyone's speaking Latin up there. And the children brought back a friend into the house. And he must have been, like, from Syria or I don't know where from. And they said, oh, he's a good friend of ours we met, and he's playing and so on and so on. But he knows Latin very well. I said, you can imagine all those people talking Latin up there. It's incredible. Then they say Latin is dead and stuff. Heaven's sake, they spoke Latin hundreds of years up there. What are you talking about?
And you were listening there to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who was for many years and under many popes, papal Latinist.
is currently teaching Latin in the United States. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.